It's before 7 o'clock. I guess by the end of this year, we'll know, because of all the talk and everything else going on, the celebrations, that Canada is 100 years old. But after 100 years and the name Canada, well, I played the part of a guy in New York City who thought, well, gee whiz, might be able to do something a little better.
Hello?
Hi, is this Toronto? Canada?
Yeah.
I'm with the American-Canadian Friendship League. We promote better understanding and enhance across-the-border relationships. Have you heard of us at all?
No.
Well, our motto is, you do it our way, and we also ask you what you'd like to have us do for you. You know, we try our best to comply. We have a project right now. We think that Canada should change its name.
What to?
Well, we think it's too old-fashioned, I mean, Canada. And we want you to get up to date. You know, think 1967.
Yeah.
Now, we've got some suggestions here, and I'd like you to name the one you like the best, and then we'll suggest officially that you change it to that. You all set now?
Yeah.
Okay, we got one here, United States Junior.
That's terrible.
You don't like that?
No.
I think it's got a nice ring to it. United States Junior.
Nothing doing. Wait. Canada's a country of its own,
but you understand. See, this name, like United States Junior, that'll let you steal some of our glory.
What's the matter with our own glory?
Oh, well, I hadn't heard of any. And then you could ride on the coattails of our fame, you know, with a name like United States Junior.
No, I don't want to have anything to do with the United States.
Oh, how about this one? How about if you prefer a slangier approach? How about this? Limeys and Frogs.
No.
Don't you like that one?
No.
Let me hear it again.
We're nothing to do with the Limeys either. We're a country of our own.
Limeys.
Canadians for Canadians.
Limeys and Frogs. I like that one. And you could have a symbol with a lime and a crossed frog legs. How do you like that?
No, I don't like it.
Now, if you think your country maybe have a more, you should have a more showbiz theme, you could call Canada North Side Story.
North Side Story.
Remember West Side Story?
Yes, I remember.
And you could even have a national anthem. Remember the song Maria?
Yeah.
Well, you could have a song like Toria. We all have been voting Toria. Tori?
Listen to me. I'm perfectly happy with Canada as it is.
Well, let's make another suggestion to you. How about this one? Call Canada Blip.
Blip?
Yeah, B-L-I-P. And you run a campaign saying, try the new country, Blip. Who could Eski for Mo, get it? Eskimo?
Uh-huh.
You worked him in there.
Good grief.
How do you like that so far?
I haven't heard anything that thrilled me yet.
Well, you sound like the homey folksy type.
You bet, and I'm a real Canadian. Yeah. I was born here,
yeah,
and so was my mother.
I know that, but you sound like the homey folksy type. How about if you call your country up there Old Granddad?
Old Granddad?
Yeah. That might be the best approach, is Canada's sort of sleepy.
Hey, we are not sleepy and dead.
You're not?
We certainly are not.
Oh.
This is a going country, and it's expanding fast. We have every comfort. Why, my goodness sakes, I like Canada the way they are.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to belong to any other country.
You don't like United States Junior?
No, I would not.
How about Limeys and Frogs? You don't like that?
No, I don't want that.
You don't like North Side Story?
No.
You don't like Try the New Country Blip?
No.
You don't like Old Granddad?
No.
Do you ever listen to Jungle Jay on Chum?
Come off that.
I thought at all the calls I made yesterday, that lady was what I was looking for in a Canadian. Somebody say, hey, look, fella, we're a country all of our own here. We don't need your help. Thanks an awful lot. But, you know, we've got things going for us up here. I think that's terrific. And I thank you for giving me permission to use the call in the air. Chum time is 12 minutes before 7 a.m.